Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 27. Joy is created and stored in your brain. When you're joyful, your brain has created that joy. You might think that an external event or situation caused that joy and may seek joy from something external to you. Thinking that joy is found only outside of you will prevent you from using the full potential of your mind. Yes, external events and situations can be a catalyst, but it's always in your own brain and mind that joy is created. Every joyful moment of your life is stored in your brain. If you don't recall a specific joyful moment, you might not access it to experience again. However, that moment is stored in your brain. Memories of what you saw, heard, and felt when you were joyful are all stored in your brain. Some people find it easy to relive their joyful moments. They can easily experience those moments again and again, and they're very fortunate. Many other people are masters at feeling bad. They find it very easy to recall the distressful and negative events that happened to them. They live the same distress over and over again. This pattern can be a source of much misery. However, these people can also learn to become masters of recalling moments of joy. Since either a person's reading this book, or hearing this recording, I assume that you would prefer to be a master at recalling joyful moments. Right now, tell yourself, my goal is to be a master at recalling my positive and meaningful joyful moments. Point to your head and say to yourself, every moment of joy that I have ever experienced throughout my life is stored in my amazing brain. Your personal archives and library of joyful moments are stored in your portable, God-given mental computer. So are your moments of courage, serenity, love for the Creator, and love for kindness. Knowing that your mind can access the memories of joy and other positive traits makes the entire process of being more joyful much easier. Just knowing this piece of information is insufficient, however. We must draw our mind's attention to the joy that is already stored within. As you continue to read this book, if you're reading Life is Now, or you're listening to this, and you're listening to similar recordings, and you apply the exercises, you'll gain a greater awareness of what you can do to improve your skill of creating more moments of joy, courage, love, and serenity.